Okay, we can finally get this going. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and everything is not turning out super great right now. Getting very stressed out. Plus, I just had to clean up some kitty puke. Because Kitty's been barfing. Kitty's been barfing in my house. Now I know my cat is awake and running around upstairs somewhere. Surprised she's not down here. Anyway, I've got some weird stuff going on. Here's what's happening. It snowed last night, and it snowed pretty good. I don't know how much snow we got or how much we were expected, but all my snow loaves on the back deck are big. There's a massive drift on my back deck. It's got to be at least, it's almost up to my knee. Okay, so that's great. The bad news is I'm snowed in. My driveway hasn't been cleared. I don't know what shape the roads are in. And why is this a big deal? Normally this would not affect me in any way, shape, or form, except that I have, of course, a doctor's appointment today. And not only is it a doctor's appointment, it's my physical therapy appointment. And it's the first one. The one where you gotta go early so you can fill out paperwork, which doesn't make any sense because don't they already have all my information in the computer, considering I had to go to 3 doctors before this, and none of this makes any damn sense to me, and blah blah blah. So I can't get out of my house as of right now, and I need to leave for my doctor's appointment in 3 hours from right now. I already called the physical therapy place. It's up at the hospital. So I called the hospital. It took me a long time to get through. They are open. Son of a bitch. So I told them, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it there, blah, blah, blah. They said, well, do what you can. And if you cannot make it, give us a call, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, here we are. And what's my cat doing? She just came down. She jumped over my legs. She went into the laundry room. She's on top of the dryer. She's looking out the window. And I think she's now disappointed that the snow stopped. Because last night, she was running around in the house. Various places. She would try to attack the snow. So she would get on her bucket at the back door up in the dining room and paw at the window trying to get the snow. And then she would move into the kitchen, jump up onto the counter, get to the window, look for snow, paw at it on the window. Then she would run into the living room, jump up on the bass amp, look out the window, try to paw at the snow. Then she would run down here, jump up on her kitty tower, look out the window, and try to get the snow. And I heard a lot of that last night, actually. A lot of that running around, jumping, and pawing at the window as I was trying to sleep. And that tea is kind of hot. And so this snow has turned into a great inconvenience for me. Because I'm supposed to go to the doctor. Can't go to the doctor. What am I gonna do? I don't know. At this point, I can only sit here and wonder if everybody else is competent enough to not screw up my life. Meaning I gotta wait and see if the snow guys come in time for me to make it to the doctor. I do not like having to rely on other people. Let alone, you know, your basic idiots who still haven't cleared my driveway, which is weird because normally they would have done it by now. But I also, well, it's a long story. I don't know. It's possible that these guys don't show up, which means I'm not going anywhere. Which is kind of a pain. Because I really, I'm mad about this because I have gone through a lot of effort to get this far. And of course, now everything I've done, everything I've built up, is going to collapse just because some insignificant idiot in the chain hasn't done the one thing that he needs to do. Oh, will I snap? Will I go crazy? Will I just be hanging around in my house all day? I kind of just feel like going back to bed. But yeah, I'm not actually tired right now. Of course, in 3 hours, when I normally take a nap and need to rest after eating, that's when I have to go to the doctor. That's when I have to go to physical therapy today. So I'm not going to be able to eat until I get back from that. And I don't know when that's going to be. And blah, blah, blah. So I've got way too much stuff relying on other people. It's just... Yeah. Normally, I shouldn't have to care. But today I do, and I don't like it. Yeah, don't know what to tell you. Don't know what to tell you. Uh-oh, now what's going on? The cat is now on the washing machine. Ah, damn it.
Hey, what are you doing? That's money. You don't need money.
What are you doing? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you found... Uh-huh.
This is not for you. This is for me.
Yeah, the other day I found some change. Put it on the washing machine. No, you cannot have it. And now the cat thinks, oh, this is fun kitty toys that we can knock under the washing machine and do bad kitty business with. No, we're not going to do that. You jump back up there. You can have fun and jump back up there. You just can't play with the money. How much money do I have here? 65 cents. Sweet. We need to put this somewhere. Do I want to put it upstairs? Yeah. We're going to have to put this somewhere. I can't put it in my change jar because my change jar is full. And so I've been accumulating other loose change on the cabinet up here. Where the cat can't get it. And, ooh, look at this, another quarter. Plus a bunch of pennies. So there's almost, let's see, it's 75, 80, 90. Oh, I got a dollar here. Sweet. Secret dollar. Secret dollar. Pretty excited about it, because that's another dollar. That's a dollar in change. And if you remember, and regular listeners to this show probably will, I am saving up my loose change so that maybe I can buy a gunpla. Yeah. Man, maybe if I go outside today, if I... You know, the hobby store is kind of on the way to the hospital. So I could potentially stop at the hobby store on the way back from the hospital, check some prices on some gunpla, see if I can find any gunpla that I actually want, and blah, blah, blah. Maybe I will do that. I was watching gunpla videos last night, and I saw another cool one that I kind of liked. That guy, Mecha Guy Kotsu, he was reviewing I don't remember what it was now, some Gunpla. And I thought, that's kind of an interesting one. Maybe I want to get that. Here comes the cat again, running in here, jumping up there, blah, blah, blah. Oh. Oh, what? I heard you yanging over there. Yeah. Here's a kitty who's now... What? I see that kitty crazy face. Oh, great. Now my cat's going insane. You better not be shredding my clothes. My pants are on that. Yeah, what are you doing? Are you trying to do shred on my pants? What are you doing? You look very suspicious. Why do you look so suspicious? I wonder why we have a suspicious kitty here. Okay, bro to you too. Bro. Okay. Yeah, somebody says, no, I don't want to play with you. Okay, so we're not going to get any kitty business going on here today, apparently. Yeah, so now I'm kind of wondering, should we? Should we listen to some Mekagaikotsu? See if he has any advice for Gunpla. Maybe we should. That might be curious. What would we want to hear Mekagaikotsu talk about? I don't know. How about a high-grade 144th scale Leo from Mobile Suit Gundam Wing? Maybe.
The high-grade Afrikani Leo is the epitome of the perfect grunt suit kit. This right here is a kit designed with multiple builds in mind. So much so, it's even repeated all over the box. The build is simple and fast, and even the runners are laid out in such a way that technically you don't even have to look at the instructions to build this guy.
The don't have to look at the instructions.
The joints are great in two-part design that offer unparalleled simplicity and articulation in the knees and elbows. However, the reliance on ball polycap joints means some sections like the waist and ankles are prone to falling apart. On the whole, it really nails that classic Gundam Wing vibe. And combined with the price and ease of build, it's going to be hard to buy just one. Let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
Hey, what is up, everyone? Cute. Welcome back to another Gunpla review, and today I'm taking a look at this right here. And this has been a long time coming. Of course, this is the high-grade After Colony Leo, a Mobile Suit obviously a fan favorite from Mobile Suit Gundam Wing. And once again, this review right here would not be possible if it wasn't for those awesome people over at Hobby. But once you finally get the box busted open and this thing snapped together, this is exactly what you will get with a little bit of panel lining. And I'm happy to say, this thing comes with no stickers. That's zero. None. And the first thing you'll notice about this is that they have absolutely nailed that old Gundam Wing look. This thing looks perfect. Before I go further into the aesthetics, I will mention that this is one of the simplest high-grade builds of all time. And I really feel it's 100% designed with building more than one of them in mind. First off, there's only three runners in the box. That's ignoring the beam sabers and the polycaps. And as you can see in the instructions here, they're all laid out really nicely on the runner, that the legs are in one section, the body in another, the arms in another. So technically, you don't really need the instructions to build one, especially after the first build. So if you're planning on building 2, 4, 10, 20 of these guys, it's going to be absolutely no hassle whatsoever. And even in the subsequent building instructions, when you're moving on to the next parts, it does show, as you can see right here, that the parts that are already removed from the runners aren't shown. That's a first. And on top of that super organized runner, the Leo is a grunt suit that comes in at under $10, which means building a bit of an army won't be so expensive. So aesthetically, as for pros and cons, they've seriously nailed that old school wing look. We've got that big feet, baseball bat leg, small forward-facing head, mass-produced with the front lines, no-frills look. This Leo is perfect-looking. On top of that, we've got pro number two. Plastic textures are back for this kit, which means that the red, green, grey is glossy. That's contrasted by the brown, which is in a semi-matte, and the black on the machine gun that we'll be looking at later, that is in a full matte. And all of that is topped off with a nice clear yellow piece in the front of the face, so for a kit at the bottom end of the price spectrum, This thing looks quite impressive. As for the cons with the way this thing looks, absolutely nothing. This thing is beautiful. As for a quick size comparison, here it is next to the real grade Tallgeese, the Master Grade Tallgeese 3, the Robot Spirits Ares, and one more time beside the Tallgeese, and you'll notice that it's not as tall as the Tallgeese, which means that this is technically correct, as the Leo is meant to be a scaled down version of the Tallgeese and a little bit shorter. So good on you, Bandai. I will mention though that this hasn't knocked the Greys off the top of my list as the best high grade grunt suit, strictly because there's so many customizable options out there for the Greys, but I'm hoping this isn't the last we see of the Oz grunt suits. But of course the Leo outright beats it with the nostalgia factor. So there is the high-grade Leo with everything that it comes with. So as you can see, this isn't a lot, just a standard loadout, which may or may not be a pro or con depending on your perspective. If you're after a complete Leo kit with all the weapons, as well as a flight unit or space unit or anything like that, then this may be a bit of a con for you. But it does keep the price low, so if your goal is to build yourself a Leo army, then this is exactly what you're looking for. So in here we get the 105mm rifle, and just like I mentioned before, that is in matte black with glossy gray, which looks pretty damn good.
We've
got a moving handle here, and the drum can be removed like that. As for other weapons, you've got a standard set of standard beam sabers. We don't have any alternate manipulators in here, just your standard holding hands. And finally, we've got this shield,
dude,
which has this moving section here that's on a ball joint. You can attach the beam saber handles in here when they're not in use.
Give
and in order
a,
to attach
so
this, you just pop off the shoulder armor here and attaches onto these sections. So that means you do have that little bit of up and down articulation as well once it's attached. So moving on to their articulation, and what can I say? I am impressed. This is mainly pros. The joints on this are simple but effective. The new style joints offer a great range of motion with minimal parts, which means it keeps the kit cheap, but at the same time, they're not cutting back on that articulation. However, I will mention there is one bit of a con here, and that is the fact that all of the joints on this are just polycap balls.
Ball joint.
And for the most part, especially the ankles and the waist, these are quite weak and fall apart a lot. You can probably tighten those up though, so it's not the biggest issue. As for the full articulation, surprise, surprise, there's nothing really at the neck. Or is there? There is actually a ball joint in here that's probably for the upcoming high-grade build divers version, but that does mean you can get a little bit out of this just by pulling it off the ball. So you got your side to side. You can force it to somewhat look left and right, but of course, the Leo has no neck. So I'm sure most of the time you'll just be leaving it like this, looking dead on. The shoulders have those in and out polycap joints in there. Just like with the real grade Tallgeese, we've got these ball-like shoulders with a little slot there that allows them to move up and down. Not a whole lot of articulation really here, but mixed with the fact that this can spin all the way around, you're pretty much going to get all you want. And yeah, that's a weak joint. Full rotation here at the upper arm. This shoulder armor can move independently to the shoulder. There is the bend at the elbow. Once again, I'll mention these are simple and awesome joints. At the wrist, it's just your standard ball and socket. At the waist here, we have three completely different joints. That's a polycap ball there, a polycap ball there, and this one here is just a peg. But even though we have all that, we do get a little bit of forward and back there. Not a whole lot. It's same width side to side. And you can kind of force a little bit more by kind of pulling it up off the joint like that. So all in all, not too bad. The side skirting flips up. This is all one part. You can separate it. I didn't, but it's separated inside itself anyway. Side skirting's on a ball, so that means it has rotation there, as well as a bit of tilt up and down. At the waist, we've got a kick up to the front. Very nice. The kick out to the back, a little bit blocked by the rear thruster there. Almost the full splits. There is another polycap ball inside of these, so the legs can kind of move at that point there. I'll pull that off so you can see the polycap joint.
I don't know, Mecha Guy Kotsu. I'm not impressed with this kit. I realize that it's interesting for the sake of being extremely cheap. But I don't like it. I don't like it. It doesn't look cool. It doesn't look like some kind of Gundam that you would associate with awesomeness. This is just sort of your basic frontline soldier boringness. I think I'm going to pass on that one. But this does make me want to go over to the store and see what they got. Just because, yeah. I don't know. I wonder how much money I have. There could be potentially $35 in my change jar. Plus, I have another dollar up on the counter. Plus, some change in my wallet. Probably another dollar. Plus, some change in my car, which could be up to a dollar. I could potentially have close to $40. Plus, I have one or... I'm trying to think. I have $1 or $2 in my wallet, I think. I wonder if I could, divert some funds there. I'd divert some funds into my gunpla building budget. Yeah. I need to go see how much some of this stuff costs. And yeah, I could order some things online. And I might, but then you get all these other extra charges. And I can't figure out, you know, how much anything costs, and so blah, blah, blah. I would rather buy something off the shelf of a local store, and that way I know how much it costs exactly. And even if I have to do, you know, math problems. I will do a math problem if I have to, just to find out how much it's going to cost for me to build a plastic model robot that I don't need to own. Oh, I don't know. I'm looking forward to posing a gunpla. That's what I really want to do. I think I want to be involved in a gunpla posing contest. That might be fun. That might be something for me to do. I don't know. Gotta find some people who are into this. That's what I need to do. I need to find the gunpla club here in town, which I doubt even exists. Boo. Anyway, the point of this is I've got nothing. I've got nothing for this show. I'm too worried about trying to get to the damn hospital. This is not going to happen. Everything's bizarre. I think we're going to have to listen to some music. Kind of want to listen to Husfagen. You know my favorite song. So, are we going to listen to any old version of Husfagen? Or are we going to have to sample some kind of remix? Oh my god. Oh, it only hurts when I laugh. Stop laughing. What am I doing here? How can I make this go? This is the annoying thing about living in the digital age. Because there's no hard switches anymore, you can't turn anything on, you can't turn anything off. And when you press the go, nothing starts because there's a random delay while the digital crap all fires up because, oh, digital is so much better. No, it's not.
Nossa.
How awesome was that? Yes, that was very awesome, I have to agree. That was, of course, the song Huswagen by Disco Crew. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, that sounded a little bit different than the last time you played that. That's right, because what we heard today was the Huswagen remix of Huswagen. And obviously, that's a nice house version with all of its, you know, honky simplicity. Still, good stuff. And we get to hear Rebecca singing about her bikini. Doing tequila shots and being, you know, too drunk to walk around in the forest. Because, you know, that's good subject matter for music. Sure, why not? I do love drinking tea. Oh, this is good. And I'm wondering, do we have time to listen to another remix of that song? No, not quite. Yes, I do have a couple of others. But we're not going to listen to them today because the shortest one I have is still too long to fit in here at the end of the show. So I'm still kind of stressing out here, worrying about if I'm going to be able to make it to the hospital today. And blah, 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 because there's just not enough stress in my life. Thank you, stress gods. You make me feel compelled to say something along the lines of, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Yep, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta sort of get ready to go to the hospital, so I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.